Hi, this is Joe Patty. Thanks for listening to WRTI Online. This service is made possible through the support of WRTI's members. You can become a member, too. Since you're already online, just visit www.wrti.org and click the Become a Member link on the upper left corner of the webpage. You can also join us by phone at 1-866-809-9784. Your membership will help keep WRTI's broadcast and online services strong. And again, thank you. Now, on with the show.
Max Robb is our guest today here on Crossover. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Max Robb?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, Max. I don't know if you remember me, Jill Pasternak.
Yeah, last year.
Yes.
We met each other in your studio.
That's right. Oh, it was wonderful. We had such an incredible response to your program. I can't tell you that people are still asking about you.
Really?
Yes. All through the years, it's they said, when are you going to do this Max Robb again?
And
I said, when he comes back. So I'm so delighted that you're back.
Great to hear this.
And you are an amazing success. Do you believe what's been going on here with your group? How much people love what you do?
Incredible. When we met each other last year, we just came from New York, and a few months later, they asked us again to come to Carnegie Hall.
Now, when did you just perform there, didn't you?
Yeah, last year, when the day before we met each other.
Yes.
We had a concert in New York, and now we're coming back. And after New York again, we're coming to Philadelphia.
Yes, and well, you're retracing your steps, but I think you had sold-out performances here, if I'm not mistaken.
I have no idea what's going on in Philadelphia, but I heard that we are sold out in New York.
Yes, well, I guess that's what I wanted to talk to you about. What do you personally think is the reason that you are touching the hearts of people with what you do?
I have the lucky chance to play music which I love, and these compositions are so strange and timeless. Mm. Of course, everybody knows they are from the 20s and 30s, but this humor is so timeless, and the quality of the music is so high. And it's easy to interpret this song in a way that touches an audience.
It's very unusual that a contemporary audience gets it. You know what I mean? This was a very, very specific time.
Yeah.
In history, and the kind of entertainment that was done in the 20s and 30s was right now, if we look at old movies, for instance, you kind of snicker a little bit and say, oh, isn't that naive and isn't that campy and kind of. And yet what you do is it touches something, and people, like you say, it's happy music, but it isn't only that.
But if you hear an opera tune or a melody by Mozart, and you can hear it with a singer, and they don't touch you, but the music, okay, you see the music and you're content. But if a singer has a special kind and way to get into the music, you're more touched more than the other one. So I have no idea, but it works, and I'm happy. Don't ask too much about it.
No, don't question why. Just enjoy. Now, you are performing, or you were part of something called Berlin in Lights. Is that right?
Yeah,
it's a series of concerts.
Festival in New York, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I also was reading a little bit about and seeing on television just the what's happened to Berlin generally. It is so chic and sophisticated. And are they trying to change the whole image? I mean, would you say that Germany is going forward and trying to change
now? Do you think they want to change the image now in Berlin?
Yes.
I think Berlin was always a crazy city, except the period between 33 and 45. But it was always a growing city, and they tried different things. The art were very excited, and they came from all over, all the artists came together and find out and figure out what can we do or what could be a new way for a theater or on a review stage or whatever. And I think it's still the same progress, except these interruption in the 50s and 60s when Berlin was an island, or in the years before. I think we're looking, nobody has an idea what we will doing, but everybody is open-minded now.
Yes, but it's very sophisticated, very chic, very, it's really a destination for many, many people because of the cultural, you know, climate there. Of course, as you say, Berlin was at one point a center of art and culture and fashion and so on. And I think it's trying to be that once again. Now, you play the original arrangements of these tunes, is that right?
Yeah. When we first start, we had orchestra material from the 20s and 30s. And when I came to Berlin, I was wondering, I couldn't found an orchestra like the Palace Orchestra. And I always thought, in a city like Berlin, has to be an orchestra like this. And I was always wondering why. And I couldn't found an orchestra like the Palace Orchestra, so I had to build it. And we found orchestration, the original dance band arrangement from this period, and found musicians. We were students in this time, and built the Palace Orchestra. And we said, we have to play these notes exactly as on the
written,
gramophone records and old pictures.
Well, of course, I think that's part of the charm of what you do, because
yeah.
you are like you're a time warp, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You kind of are, you distill a period.
The idea that this is the only thing we have to do. We had two musicians that said, okay, take this music, nice compositions, but we have to make a modern rhythm under these. Original stuff. And I said, no, do it so silent
the way it was written,
dry. it helps more than to make it funny and wild.
So it's not really, I mean, you have a little bit of a smile sometimes when you're playing these things, or there's a little, you know what the word naughty it means? You're naughty. I mean, there's something there but generally speaking, I mean, you take it very, very seriously. You are representing something to the exact, dimensions that they were in those years. You dress a certain way. You act a certain way. You certainly sing a certain way. I think you've changed your voice, in order to sing some of these, tunes a little bit higher. Is that right?
Yeah, because when we got this, arrangement, this, orchestrations from, these notes, they had these sheets, and I had no chance
to transpose them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it was necessary to sing higher than a baritone normal sings. But this is the
style.
This is exactly
the style of that period,
yeah.
Almost to a point where, you know, as I said, we would laugh at that. But your dedication to doing it exactly the way it was is,
yeah.
I think, the charm of it. How many languages do you speak, Max?
I guess three, but you hear how I English, you know.
No, it's wonderful. No, because you sing in German and you sing in English, is that right?
Yeah.
And again, I read in a press release that you have two tunes that you are, that you actually kind of chose to do, or did you write some?
Yes, I wrote song in 92, and this song became very popular in Germany. The meaning is, why does nobody calls me? I'm sitting alone in my room and nobody. And I use the words, you would say, kein Schwein ruft mich an, which means no pig does me calls me on or whatever. You can't translate it in English, but to sing these strong words in an elegant way, that was very funny. And the idea, because everybody knows how it is to sitting at home and nobody's phoning.
But what was the one about Viagra? That's the one that was, tell us a little bit about that.
when this came up, I had this song. Yeah, just
that's all you're going to talk about.
about a mad cow. And the last song is about cloning.
Cloning, yes.
Yeah,
human cloning.
Yeah, I will clone, make a clone of you and sitting, go out with a date, for a date with your duplicate, something like this.
That's very cute. What made you even begin to write some of your own things?
Know, we have nearly 500 pieces in our repertoire, English and German songs. And French songs and Italian songs, but this is our main
program.
Mm-hmm. And three or four songs I wrote three or four songs, and that's all. Our passion is this music, and when we're coming to Philadelphia, we have. A repertoire of the music, of the original music of the 20s and 30s in the original arrangement, and this is our main passion and main thing. We represent half German, half English songs, like tunes like Cheek to Cheek or
Yes,
Rain. And this is what we want.
Yes, of course. That's the I know in the album that we had, you had These Foolish Things, one I love so very, very much, and then Yours Is My Heart Alone, Dein Ist Mein Ganzes. Yeah, that one you had on several albums. Now you have a new album out, is that right as well?
Yeah, we did a Rumba album last year. Rumbas were very popular in Germany and in France and England. Everybody was playing rumbas.
And tangos too.
But this is just a record with rumbas and how to dance rumba. And everybody's dancing rumba. Some of these songs are about how to handle a rumba. So.
Oh, I see. So that's now. Somebody told me you had something called Chicka Boom.
Yeah, Chicka Chicka Boom. Yeah.
That's not the Carmen Miranda one, is it? Carmen Miranda was an actress in the movies, and she used to wear these very elaborate headdresses with fruit.
Yeah.
She would sing
but
Chicka Chicka Boom Chick.
On stage
ah, okay. You're having fun, and how many concerts do you have on this trip?
Six. Philadelphia will be the last, and then we're going back. Tonight we are in Los Angeles in Royce Hall.
Yes.
And then three others, and we are going back. Yeah.
And you're getting
next
the
next year we will come back for a longer tour for 3 weeks, but I don't have an idea which cities we are looking out to make a good nice tour at the coast.
Would you say that you are more successful in the United States than in Europe, or vice versa?
No, we start in
Europe.
States. These are the first shy steps in this very big country, and you have so brilliant musicians and orchestras here in this country, and we have this curious European style, and maybe this is funny for an American audience to see what we bring from Europe, but these are our first steps. But we are very happy that it works so well.
Well, we are delighted to have you, Max, over and over again. And I hope to see you in Philadelphia.
Thank you.
Continue delighting everybody.
Wow. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. Max Raab and the Palast Orchestra recreate the Berlin cabaret hits of the 20s and early 30s at the Kimmel Center's Perlman Theater this evening at 7:30 p.m. I'm Jill Pasternak. Until next time.